Over the last few days, we've been chatting about the willingness of a tired, hungry Jesus to reach across the culture divide between Jews and Samaritans in order to share God's love with this woman at the well. Hi, I'm Ben Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know about you, but I find it all too easy to dislike people who disagree with me, meaning that there's a huge temptation to withdraw both physically and emotionally from objectionable people like that. Far safer to cocoon ourselves in our own space, surrounded by those who agree with us, than to reach out and love those sinners out there. Wouldn't you agree? And yet Jesus' preparedness to cross multiple cultural boundaries in order to reach out to the woman at the well had ramifications that rippled well beyond that one encounter. John chapter 4, beginning at verse 39. Many of the Samaritan people in that town believed in Jesus. They believed because of what the woman had told them about him. She had told them, "He told me everything I've ever done." The Samaritans went to Jesus. They begged him to stay with them, so he stayed there for 2 days. Many more people became believers because of the things he said. The people said to the woman, "First we believed in Jesus because of what you told us, but now we believe because we heard him ourselves. We know now that he really is the one who will save the world." Sure, we can play things safe and stick to our own, but never know the huge, huge impact that God would have in this world through us. Or we can become vulnerable, expand our hearts, reach across divides while we're tired, thirsty, and hungry, and see the Spirit of God move in ways that we could never have imagined. Note to self, expand your heart. That's God's word fresh for you today. Yeah, expanding your heart is easier said than done. But when the Holy Spirit writes God's word on our hearts, man, anything is possible. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.